We can't keep pushing and pushing and pushing ourselves. Or you pray more than what you can handle, then this might make you angry instead of peaceful. Or if you fast more than what you can handle, it's not a humble thing, and then this can make you aggressive as well, because some people, when they don't eat, they get upset. I know for myself. If I don't eat, you keep away. So we have to know our limits. It's funny, when I was in Perth at the monastery, there was a strict fast. Sometimes I wanted to fast more. Father Promos was always avoiding me for 40 days something. Yet after the Nistia, we'll talk again. Yeah, so we need to know our limits. If we don't, we create problems to ourselves and to everyone else. It takes years to understand your limits, but if you try, you will understand. And it's trial and error. No one can teach you that. If I was to tell you that your limits is there, this and this and this, it doesn't work. You have to find it yourself. I've been asking my elder for years to tell me exactly what to do and how much to push myself. It doesn't work like that. You have to find out by yourself. And you might end up in exhaustion and find out, or you might always have strength, which tells you that you can push yourself more. Yeah. It's personal. You have to find out yourself. No one else can teach you that. So we have to be careful when we practice nipsi and prayer, not to get tired and not to get despair, and to be comfortable with the force that we, with the way that we push ourselves, the force that we apply to ourselves. If we feel that something is suffocating us and we want to scream and break free, it means that we're not comfortable and we're not happy. And it means that we are tired. And if our soul gets tired, then there is like no hope, and we won't get up. We won't get anywhere. We won't inherit eternal life, but we will just waste our time. So we might talk about spiritual things, and we will see that our heart, it's like it has a knot, and it doesn't agree, and we get tired, and we get annoyed, and we get upset. Or if I was to tell you to go to church and you don't want to, then you will feel like you're a slave and you will explode. You will have a headache. You will even have a heartache. And after a while, you will leave. These are reactions because we don't want to do something. But if we were to be happy in our spiritual life, then we wouldn't have any problems. The thing is, we have to be smart. And when it comes to spiritual things, if someone tells us to do something and it is right, we need to think twice before getting upset, because sometimes the first reaction that we naturally comes to us is to, the first action is to react if someone was to tell us what the right thing is, because we think that we do know ourselves what the right thing is. We need to be aware of that. That's something that humans face very often, and try not to react when someone is doing something or tells us something which is right. And at the same time, we need to know our limits. So if they want us to do more than what we can handle, we have to politely do what we can handle, in communication with our spiritual father, of course, if it has to do with spiritual matters. But even if our parents, they want to push us more in spiritual life, it doesn't work like that. We will do what we can do, when we can do it, and as much as we can do it. If my dad can fast more than me, he can do it. If I can't do it, I can't do it. As simple as that. If he was to push me to fast more, I will just get upset, or I will just go out and eat, and it doesn't help.
Sorry, sounds like despondency, where you perform a ritual and you pray and you pray, and then comes a point where you just can't do it anymore, and it becomes, it's not a burden, but just something you don't want to do. How long does this despondency last, and how can you prevent it?
It depends what sort of level of temptation God will allow to every individual. For example, we know from Saint Silwan that he went through that in a very large scale. But everyone is different. And I believe God will not tempt us more than what we can handle. So you can't always prevent falling into this dependency, how you called it. But when you do, you have to give a breath of fresh air to yourself. Like Saint Sophronius, when he was in the Russian monastery in Mount Athos, he was talking with an ascetic, and he told him that something similar with what Saint Silwan was going through. He was pushing himself to the limit, and then he would have a cup of tea. The Russians love tea. This meant that I'm pushing myself, but not to the point that there is no tomorrow and I can't do it anymore. I give myself a little bit of, how can I put it, comfort. In another way, it could be in a material way. But this, because humans is one thing, it's body, soul, and spirit. It's like, it's not just the spiritual world, it's also the physical thing. So you might need a bit more rest, or you might need to go for a walk, you might need to talk to someone. These are material things in a way, but they will relieve you psychologically and regenerate you spiritually to be able to go through this despondency. You can't prevent it from happening, but when it happens, there are ways of making it a bit smoother, if you know what I mean. Does this make sense? An elder in Mount Athos was saying that only Christ was forsaken. So Saint Silwan talks about being forsaken from God, but this elder in Mount Athos, who's a very great saint, anyway, he was saying that only Christ was forsaken ever. So Christ, before going on the cross, when he was praying in Gethsemane, he was truly forsaken. He felt that he was alone. He had to do something as human, and he couldn't do it. But all ourselves, we have the resurrection as a fact. We know that it will happen. All we need to do is have a bit of faith and we will move on. But Christ was the one to carry the cross of the whole humanity. And this was extremely hard. And he felt like he couldn't do it. And he couldn't do it because he was helping everyone, taking everyone's cross, and yet people wanted to kill him, the ones that he was dying for. So his cross was way different than ours. We know that regardless what happens, God is there for us. But he was the one to carry this cross. Yeah. Despondency is very difficult, but if we try to give a breath of fresh air to ourselves and relax a little bit wherever we can, then it's a bit easier and we can go through. But without pain, we don't get to understand ourselves, we don't get to understand others, we don't get to understand what love is. So pain is very important in our lives, even if it is in the form of despondency. It matures the soul. And so there is a reason why God gives these things, or allows these things. Anything else?